HWR HQ.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
This feels good, man. It's the 281st edition. This is Abel.
This is Scott.
You're not Scott.
This is Travis.
You're not Travis. Look at the sign. It officially says
we're the Blood Brothers tonight. Look at that, man. Yeah. To sweet me.
Chris.
If we write that in black next week, because you can't see it on picture.
Yeah, all we had was silver Sharpie. Sorry.
I promise you, it goes downhill from here.
We work with the budget we have.
Yes. Yes. Budget. I still gotta find fucking Dingy. Gotta find Dingy. He's in a box somewhere, I would assume.
Or in a closet, just waiting to come out.
Oi.
All right. Boom. Ding.
Ding. Ding. All right. So, yes, we are here. This is going to be a permanent home.
Until I get evicted.
Until I get evicted. We're going to, you know, do a little bit more sprucing up around here, you know. But, yeah, we're finally where we're going to be. So, that's very exciting. Thank you so much for anybody that's noticing or anybody that, you know, cares.
Yes.
Now, if you're joining us live, you can interact with us if you log into your Google or YouTube account, and then you can chat along with us in the live chat. And I have it pulled up right here on the old handy dandy
smartphone. Where the hell are you?
And if you say something, I'll try to include you in the show. So you could like ask us questions. Just I'll see it and I'll try to include you.
Our boss should talk this last week.
He did. Yeah. He sure did. Now, if you are not watching us live and catching us on the replay, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/HoustonWrestlingRadio, or on Twitter @HWrestlingRadio, or on Instagram, Houston Wrestling Radio. So,
as my mom would say, in el face.
And in el face.
In
el Gualmar.
In Gualmar.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Were you ready to get shooken? Were you shooketh?
No. Yeah. I was slightly stirred.
Slightly stirred.
Before we get there, somebody tell me what the fuck a war raider is.
Huh.
Well, it's somebody who raids.
I think it's
wars.
I think they do it at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah? That sounds more like it. Yeah.
You get yourself a pickle from there.
Mm.
Some kettle corn.
A leg of turkey.
Turkey leg.
Scottish egg. A little hard-boiled.
My friend Scott's got two of them.
Yes. Or a cheesecake on a stick.
That's some good stuff, too.
Mm. Oh, okay. So, anyway.
War Raiders finally debuted. The NXT taping that was taped before TakeOver, yes, but aired last week.
What?
So they taped last week's episode of NXT before.
So hold on. I could have actually watched last week's NXT. I didn't watch it because I was like, it's those the throwaway ones that are like right before a TakeOver. And so like, right after a TakeOver, they're irrelevant to any kind of storylines.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Well, I didn't watch NXT last week then.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just assumed it was another shitty NXT.
Well, that's like the biggest thing.
Ah, okay.
Orator.
What do they do?
War Beard debuted and
beat the shit out of people.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're here.
So they're like the NXT Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I haven't seen them, so I don't know.
They're kind of
more like the Raider Brothers.
Raider Brothers.
Are they like the Highlanders?
Maybe. I don't know.
But they look like they can do something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to rewatch.
They don't look like they'll show up in an audience of another crowd.
This just bamboozled the fuck out of me. I thought it was like another throwaway like NXT thing where they tape like before TakeOver or something.
Well, they taped it before TakeOver, but they aired it tonight. So or last Wednesday.
Okay. When you say tape before TakeOver, I think you meant like a week before.
No. It was taped
at TakeOver.
At TakeOver, okay. But before the TakeOver.
Oh, then event. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Those are irrelevant.
Either way, fucking Raymond Rowe is on NXT. Woo. Yay. Good job, Raymond. If you're here in the Houston area, then you may have seen him wrestle at Lone Star, NWA Houston, whatever you want to call it. And he was one of the best there. And we're very proud of him. I'm very proud of him to see him on NXT. I was proud of him when he was in ROH. So, yeah.
So two out of the three.
Oh.
We had Raymond Rowe debut on NXT.
Yes.
We had Keith Lee wrestle at WWE Access.
Yes.
Now we're just waiting on the trifecta, the hat trick, the holy trinity, the unholy trinity.
Yes, sir. Shane Taylor.
Damn Skippy!
Oh, yeah.
All 822 and a half pounds of Notorious.
Man, that dude's big.
It's combined of the three guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, well, this Shane Taylor guy sounds pretty massive.
Oh, YouTube him.
He is.
He's big on Ring of Honor. He's there's some stuff on NWA Lone Star that's out there. Oh yeah, right off the bat,
off the BZ.
Biggest shocker from Monday's
shakeup. You just shipped me with that because I thought I was doing a whole thing. Next, I can't really think of one right now, but I didn't think Monday was that much of a surprising.
I'll throw one out there. Miz.
Miz getting kicked out.
Yeah, when he was doing his Miz TV, and Owens and Zayn came out, I'm like, okay, cool. And then they were chumming it up as though, oh shit, they might make a fucking faction out of all of them. Holy fuck!
Randy tells me that's easy to do.
It is. But man, I was like 150% on board with this being like a stable faction or you know something like that. I was like, fuck yes. And it's like, hold on, you're going away. I was like, fuck. You know, so I was shocked. I kind of understand it in retrospect, you know, with the mid-card title situation and all that. So it's like,
oh, so okay. Tell me, you suck so much of the Miz's dick.
Yes.
That in a 5-man team that involves Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, the Miz is still in charge of that group?
No, I did not say that. I'm just saying that it sucks that there's not going to be a group like that.
I was more shocked that the Miz Taraj stayed on Raw. Okay. I was like, oh, okay. Hey,
yeah,
okay, that's kind of, I wonder what they're going to do with them now. Or if he gets a new Miz Taraj on SmackDown, that'd be cool.
You know.
Sandow, Riley. Right there.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. he's been notorious for always having helpers.
Yeah.
And he makes it work.
Yours?
From the second I saw Jeff Hardy on Raw, I knew he was going to win the title and take it to SmackDown.
Yeah, for sure.
And I am not complaining whatsoever. Man, we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Dude, match of the week candidate, Jinder Mahal versus Jeff Hardy. I haven't seen Jinder look that good in a long time. Mm-hmm. That was Jeff Hardy had two match of the week candidates for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy is on fucking fire.
Yes, sir.
He gives me a fucking heart attack with that.
Does he have to be tested for that fire?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Okay.
That's why he his neck almost breaks every single week. I get nervous for him.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha and Bayley couldn't handle a riot.
Dude, I was so disappointed at the end of that. This is the last time. They're gonna stay there. They're gonna probably tag team against the Riot Squad next week.
Yeah.
So it's like you started a little. In a powder keg, and then you just stop.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they executed that.
When I saw the Riot Squad show up on Raw, I was like, okay, cool. I'm down with this, especially since Paige left Absolution. All right, why not flip flop them or just disassemble?
You can't have two babies.
Absolution. Yeah. But they didn't dissolve Absolution, did they? I don't know. We'll save that for SmackDown talk.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Bayley and Sasha were having another usual good ass match, and I started seeing hints of again. I've been saying this for a month or so. I've been saying this for a month or so. Bayley's had this more aggressive side to her lately.
Okay,
but again, it didn't pay off. I was the fucking Riot Squad or something like that. So just some kind
slow
of
burn, man.
Yeah, dude, just fucking. Really slow, like too slow, man.
It's to the point where it's getting stale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For me, like every time chance. I see both of them, yeah. Especially now, knowing that neither one of them left.
Yeah.
Like, feed them the Riot Squad. Get over with. Poop out something. Go away.
Yeah.
Like it.
It didn't do anything for me.
How about the re-debut of AOP? In case you forgot them squashing Rhino and Slater last week, they did it again last night.
They look legit, man. They look legit. They could. They don't look green anymore. Mm-hmm. They're brown.
Now I had a complaint about that with the whole you know them leaving Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
But they had a what do you call that little video thingy that was either just on YouTube or online or on the network or some shit where that's what I needed, that's what I wanted, and it explained enough. It's just it wasn't on Raw. I wanted that to be on Raw.
Yeah, they should have had that on Raw.
Yeah.
Where they just they broke up with him, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not you. It's not us to you.
Kind of. And I'm kind of didn't have the best reputation for being talkers, and deservedly so. Paul Ellering, you know, was fucking 9 on the talker scale when these guys, you know, they're not. So comparison, yeah. But I think they can hold their own, and they don't necessarily need to be great talkers.
Yeah, they weren't bad on from what I've seen.
Yeah, they weren't bad. Yeah. Like the way people were talking about them, they were terrible because the first few promos that they did. They were terrible, but I guess they've improved a little bit. And
they stepped up, and again, the biggest thing is it shows in the ring that they're good.
Yeah.
First impression from the moment you saw Dolph Ziggler on the ramp.
I was like, huh, okay. Yeah, maybe just a fucking a recharge. I was like, cool.
We'll You're get, pessimistic about
I was
it.
Pessimistic about it because I still, to this day, I don't want to give up on Dolph Ziggler, even though I kind of already have. Like, everyone has, but I don't want to. You know what I mean? Yeah. I believe in him. I believe that there's something still left in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, maybe something, you know, will change here.
How about the end of the segment? What was your opinion on Dolph after the segment?
I was like, whoa. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Confused because the man knew, I thought he was really good as a Drew was really good as a singles guy. He's in NXT,
right?
Now a heel tag team with Dolph Ziggler, sick ass fucking finisher.
Yeah, that's cool. Zigzag that, with the Claymore together.
Oh man,
that works.
Zigmore, Clayzag,
the Clayzag.
It accentuates one of the problems that I'm having right now with the main roster, and I'll explain it in two parts. Part one. Last week, Bobby Lashley, the Dominator, not Bobby Lashley, the best of. Last week, Drew McIntyre looked just like the Drew McIntyre before he left the WWE. Like, you're not accentuating the positives from Drew that was in NXT, the positives from Drew outside of WWE's universe that made him welcome back in. Like 7 years ago,
I don't know, man. He still looked as a obviously he was attacking freaking, you know, Apollo and Titus O'Neil. But I mean, I think I'm gonna give this one a little time before I judge it. I'm like, okay, I see you. Let's see what you can do with it. Because again, before he left, I saw this thing is that he's one bad booking decision away from rejoining 3MB. Mm-hmm. So, but before he left, I didn't give a shit about Drew McIntyre. Hmm. And then whenever he came back, I gave a shit about Drew McIntyre. He in the ring, he was like, damn. He has a really aggressive style in the ring now.
He does.
Which I don't think he did before.
No, he did.
So.
Well, okay. Well, that was part one. What was part two?
So you bring in Bobby Roode from NXT. Bona fide heel.
Okay.
Dick. Moron. Roode.
Well, face and on then, SmackDown.
And it's without explanation. And again, now Drew. Coming from NXT to SmackDown without any explanation. So if you're going to give me Andrade Cien Almas as like a pure baby. You said yourself, I needed those 30 seconds on the telly, not anywhere else.
Yeah.
They need to start coming up with why these people are coming the way they're coming.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing is, don't get me wrong, I love that Almas is on the main roster.
Oh, me too.
But. Television-wise, we haven't seen his rematch with Aleister Black yet.
Yeah, that's true. But
he's 0-2.
Yeah.
That's true. But it's not uncommon or unheard of for them to just go ahead and just
this wrap is, it just started with Bobby Roode and now with Drew. Yeah,
this is 2 years in a row that the Superstar Shakeup like just fucks up the next pay-per-view or thing that's on.
Everything's
just weird now.
Yeah, everything is
so we have two pay-per-views in 3 weeks.
To the point where Samoa Joe said something yesterday and I was like, no, you fucked up. Oh, no, you didn't fuck up. That's weird. You can have two belts by the end of one night.
You know, yeah, because like, he was talking about Intercontinental title.
I was like, Intercontinental.
By the end of two, by the end of 2 weeks.
Match at Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we call the Universal Intercontinental. Ah, you fuck. Oh, wait a minute. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Damn. We'll get to that later.
One thing that Ziggler and Drew thing is I don't know, it just seems kind of weird and random. And while you said that you don't like the fact that, you know, he was a heel and or a babyface and now showing up as a heel, I just don't like the fact that, like, he was a babyface teaming up with the heel and we're just not going to address how they actually got together, you know? And they're a threat, okay. But right now, I don't think that's a step up for Drew to be teaming with Ziggler, because Ziggler's stock is way down. Yeah. If anything, that hurts Drew.
Next week they could fix this and elevate.
They could
elevate Dolph.
Again, all we need is a 30-second little explanation for me to be satisfied. Which and be like, okay.
The reason why it plays into the shakeup, because it shook. They did a good job at shaking right there.
That's true.
I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah. So. I mean, I was surprised, which, I mean, that's something Pleasantly. That I always talk about. Marks never get surprised. It's the element of surprise that brings you into wrestling.
One word for Baron Corbin on Raw.
Hector, what's up, man?
Salamanca.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
19 minutes late, bruh.
Hey. More on time than he has been lately.
Yeah, well.
I like it.
What?
I like it. Yeah. Where's Medlin?
Medlin's not in here yet, I don't think.
He'll be Medlin pretty soon.
He'll be Medlin in there.
Segment of the week is Mickey's imitation of the Rock stunner cell job.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Good. That was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I like Mickey in this role where we like kind of like the Jericho role, where she's definitely helping out the younger generation. That doesn't mean that I want to see her be total 100% jobber all the goddamn time, but if she's making other young talent look good, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And she's doing a good job of making them look good.
Yeah, dude. She sold the fuck out of that. Alexa sold it badass a week before. And so is Mickey. So yeah.
Michael. What's up?
Michael Scott.
Is this a new guy? I don't think I've seen Michael. It says Michael Network.
Oh. He's from the network.
Is he from the WWE network?
No.
He doesn't
own the right.
Is this what are our feelings on the greatest Royal Rumble pay-per-view? We will get to that, sir.
Yes.
I know we've kind of touched on it here and there, but we'll get
to it. We've been fondling. Expedition of Gold continues.
Oh.
So Bray and Matt against Cesaro and Sheamus.
Awesome.
That was a good match.
That revival happened
yet.
The revival.
That's right.
Was a good match.
That was a good
match. It's another one of those that's hampered by the next day's news.
What's up, Robert? Medlin in here. Medlin.
I'll get to that in Smack. There's a lot of stuff that we're gonna start talking about here. It's best left when we talk about SmackDown.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
Do you like the new that. Ship of Natty and Ronda?
No.
Love it.
I know. So, Natty humbles herself and saying, maybe I'm the second best there is. I mean, get the fuck out of here. Bret Hart never once said he was the second best there is. Second best there was, even though he was to Shawn Michaels, but that's another fucking point.
Okay.
Ooh.
I love this. I agree with you that the line was okay, but I don't know that we see very often successfully a mentor-mentee relationship in wrestling, much less it being on the women's side.
Yeah.
And I think Natty could her kind of a baby face. I think that works with her cheesiness and hokiness. Yeah,
and I do like that they mentioned the fact that she trained her.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some legitimacy there too. So
I like it. However, I thought they dropped the ball later on in that match where Natty had against Mandy Rose. It made sense the next day why they didn't, but to me it would have been cool fantasy booking to fucking have Ronda be the leader of Absolution. Because think about it, Sonya Deville, Mandy, and Ronda.
Yeah.
Green as fuck, but fun to watch.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't happen.
Well, see, the thing, though, with them being green as fuck, They're green as fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
But when Ronda took down DeVille.
Oh yeah, that shit was awesome.
It was cool because that was like an actual judo fucking move. I know a lot of people were like, oh, she botched the spear.
Yes.
No, she didn't botch a spear at all. She did a fucking
some other jackass said, oh, she fucked up an STO.
She didn't.
She put it herself on Twitter or something. Like the move that she actually did was a judo move.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're a dumbass. I did it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I like it, man.
I'd like to see. And I know that they can do it just within themselves.
I want to hear her say judo chop.
Ding.
That needs to be her finishing move.
Sonya Deville's like, if there's anybody in this building that can do take her out, I can. Mm-hmm. And she scored up. I was like, oh, that's a nice tease. I'm glad they did what they did the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro and Sheamus lost to Breezango. Can anybody explain that to me?
If they're doing what they did with Titus Worldwide, I hate it.
Which is?
Have them beat the champions twice. Although Sheamus and Cesaro are technically the number one contenders. But they're the top guys on Raw. They're the top tag team on Raw right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Titus and Apollo beat them like twice with roll-ups. So mm-hmm. You're just having Fandango do this. Breezango do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. However, you had Breezango fucking pinned Sheamus and Cesaro.
I like the fact that Breezango's getting a push. You don't mm-hmm. necessarily like the fact that it's at the expense of the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the best way to put it because I enjoy Breezango just as much as the next guy. Are they a serious tag team?
Another thing that I can say that I enjoyed more when I found something else up the next day.
How about the 5-on-5 main?
Unimpressed by Bobby Roode being the fourth member. I was like, oh, could it be?
I kind of could tell because they all of them were mostly.
I didn't predict it to be Bobby Roode.
No.
Bobby Roode was the last person, and I wasn't overwhelmed and I wasn't underwhelmed. I was just whelmed.
Yeah, I was like,
Bobby Roode.
All right. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming from the guy that didn't like
Bobby. Yeah, Roode. I don't like Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. He needs to heal it up on Raw.
Yeah.
He needs to heal.
He does need to heal. He needs to be able to heal.
So what do you guys think overall? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't know that because I think that's kind of a hard question to answer just in general because you don't really know how well that's going to actually be until you're several months into it.
Yeah.
You know, if they brought over.
Really?
Yeah, if all the people they brought over, they just fucking job out and use incorrectly. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm going to say. Where on Raw, I think because there's so many people that are coming over from SmackDown. This is a 3-hour show. It seems like they're gonna maximize their talent.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a wait and see after the shakeup. Like, oh, this is gonna be potential.
Hmm.
With SmackDown, I'm already like, yeah.
I could already tell Raw got watered down.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they needed it because it felt since the conception of Raw and SmackDown as separate brands in competition with each other, SmackDown has always gotten the short end of the stick.
Yep.
And they had to work with what they had, and they made it work.
Fuck yeah.
Now, Raw feels like you're getting 3 hours of eh.
Well, unless they make stars with this.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they elevate somebody else, higher.
Like if Sammy and Kevin, who are already pretty big stars, but if they really give them the keys to the castle, however we get the belt off of Brock, if they're like fucking contending, for the Universal title, then
here's a question I want to pose to you.
Okay.
Brock signed a new year agreement, so he's still on Raw.
Okay.
Still in WWE in general.
Still in WWE.
Who on that roster post shakeup for Raw do you see Brock wrestling after Roman?
Well, that's a loaded question. Last week, they fixed it. But last week on Tuesday on SmackDown, when they announced that the Raw was coming to Houston on June 4th, they said, "Oh, two matches are scheduled: Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax for the women's title, and Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe for the Universal Championship. And I was like, oh, okay. Wait a minute. Neither one of those two guys is a Universal Champion.
Yeah.
Monday, they did a commercial for it. That was not the main event anymore. Mm. So I don't know what happened there. I think it's logical that I don't know. You know, I don't even know if it's logical anymore that Brock loses to Roman.
Who has Brock wrestled since he's come back?
Everybody.
Ah, he wrestled John.
Brock. You talking about Brock?
Brock Lesnar. He wrestled John. Yeah. He wrestled Randy Rhodes. Randy Orton.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. Wait, from the dead. Yeah, Randy Rhodes. Yeah, Randy Orton.
Finn.
He hasn't wrestled Finn.
He hasn't wrestled Finn. Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, Bray Wyatt, I think.
No. He hasn't wrestled Bray.
Oh. Seth Rollins.
Dean
WrestleMania. Ambrose. I forgot about that dude.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
That's it. Goldberg.
Goldberg. Oh, Kevin Owens.
He wrestled Kevin Owens. So who's next?
I mean, you could just do it again with Kev. I don't know. Who is the top guy that could?
Brock Lesnar never wrestled Kevin Owens. It was Goldberg that beat Kevin Owens. Lesnar never wrestled Kevin Owens.
You're right. Okay, Kevin.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin.
Kevin and Sammy together.
Yeah, Cammy.
Yeah. I mean, damn, I don't know who else could actually.
That's what he always wanted. But
Jinder versus Brock, man. I don't know. Who's the babyface?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
All right. So,
do you think that any of the results, or I guess these Saudi Arabia bash, is do you think the results will make SmackDown have any of the red belts?
No.
Oh, no. They are SmackDown Universal kept their U.S. title. Intercontinental is still going to be on Raw.
That was Hector, I believe.
Whoa, Samoa Joe's in that mix.
Well, let's talk about Ring of Honor then. So,
wait, what?
So Ring of Honor now. Ring of Honor on Tuesday has Daniel Bryan, woo, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Cesaro,
CM Punk,
and you can sprinkle in some WWE guys like Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm. I'm very confused, Randy Orton.
And Jeff Hardy.
He's like, what?
Not Jeff Hardy's been in Ring of Honor.
Is it ROH?
Uh-huh. And what else? Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus. Yeah. What are you thinking about SmackDown?
I think SmackDown came out pretty good.
SmackDown came out like a fucking million bucks.
SmackDown
dude.
Is stacked.
I'm going to go this far, and I never thought I'd go this far. SmackDown's the show to watch now.
Okay.
Like, just between us girls.
I'm sorry. I didn't think about this. Medlin, he just said Brock versus Corbin. They've been saying that Corbin's going to be getting a really big push.
You're putting him to sleep.
I'm saying that, but that might be what they do on Raw.
On Mondays,
okay, I'm sorry.
I watch Raw with Travis.
Oh!
Because it's 3 hours of fast forward juice and two episodes of Dragon Ball Super. But even after Monday, all the Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal.
That's all this way.
Now SmackDown's pretty much the wrestling show,
which
has always been.
Yeah.
Raw's always been the flashy show. SmackDown's been Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Benoit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's – oh, shit, dude.
Dude, all and you now, need is a big-ass fist coming out that fucking thing, and we're all good. Dude, with fucking Hardy, Shelton Benjamin, and what's the third guy? On Orton, that's fucking 2005 SmackDown.
when Orton had the Intercontinental title, he was feuding with Shelton and with Hardy and with RVD.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Carlito cool.
Hey, instead of Carlito, we mentioned it earlier. Add Cien Almas to that mix. Cien Almas, Shelton Benjamin, dude, Randy Orton, Jeff
SmackDown
Hardy.
SmackDown is so stacked. And something that I got convinced to while listening to other opinions and podcasts and wrestling, Big Cass and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
I didn't like it at first, but now I'm liking it.
Why? What convinced you? I'm not convinced yet.
One, the usual David and Goliath. Two, Daniel Bryan insisting that back in the day he wanted to work with newer talent.
Okay.
His biggest deal was that he was still green. We saw potential in him, but he was like kind of boring.
Yeah.
But I think
I do think that Big Cass has a lot of potential on the mic as well, because he was overshadowed by Enzo.
Yeah.
But he could hold his own.
Cass is overshadowed by Enzo. When Cass is 7 feet tall, you can't teach that shit.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about character-wise. He was overshadowed by the charisma there of Enzo.
And his dwarf and Carmella.
Can you put them back together?
No. Oh. I mean, is Enzo even going to come back?
No!
Oh, you meant Carmella.
How would you condone rape on Eastern Wrestling Radio? Yeah, alleged rape.
Well, cleared of all charges.
So, I haven't seen that anywhere.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I hope charges. He is. I hope he is.
What could be.
Daniel, what's up, man? Welcome. Brian, thank you for joining
us. What could be my match of the week pick is Jeff Hardy against Shelton Benjamin. God, I was so not expecting
good.
That.
That was so good. Man.
Literally pulled right out of 2005. Well,
yeah, because for one.
I think that's my pick too.
I didn't see. I didn't see that.
Well, there were some goings on afterwards.
There was a bunch of people. Ascension, Mojo Rawley, Zack Ryder,
Chad Gable.
Which, goddamn, that fucking sucks that Mojo and Ryder are still on the same goddamn show. Like,
that just sucks that Mojo's on the show.
Yeah. I mean, that was a feud that should have had a payoff that never had a payoff that fizzled out that I was afraid that they're going to try to rekindle on Raw. It's like, man, you had the perfect opportunity to just
Mike fucking separate them. On Raw now.
That's true. But yeah, perfect opportunity to just separate them and then just, like, push one. One of them! Please push one of them, even if it's Ryder, even though I hate Ryder. You know, if it's Mojo, you could have done something with Mojo.
Cup of hate.
God damn.
Anyway, when Shelton Benjamin came out, I was like, Shelton. Okay, what the hell? Oh, I guess they're going to split it open. They're going to feud or something like that. But I didn't know that he got moved, Chad Gable got moved to Raw. So whenever he did this and that, and then. I was like, new competition. I'm like, okay, cool. Somebody else is going to debut on SmackDown. Here's a superstar shakeup. Then as soon as I was like, ah. As soon as I heard that, I was done.
So then when you heard the drums.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, we're about to get a treat.
And Orton just looked at him like,
what the fuck?
Man.
And then it wasn't Orton.
Well, from what I had read is that Orton's like not even gonna be there anyway. He's like he's requested like even more time off. Like
why? Is like, he doing a movie or injured or something?
He's old and he's Dad Orton.
He's just boring.
Yeah. He's just Dad Orton.
He's boring. But anyway,
that match was fucking tight. Dude, those knees that fucking Shelton was giving him. Oh man. Shelton still looks crisp and he's crisp and he's fucking swole. So he's like, he added that power element to his game. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I went back yesterday morning and just because I wanted to get into the feel of some of these people. I watched Ride Along. First of all, the New Day's Ride Along.
Was
fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
You saw it with the pancakes?
I saw it.
And Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable, that was pretty damn good. It was interesting. Mm. You see a lot of the Shelton's, you know, personality wanted to come back out.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, that just Benjamin, man.
Does this mean that since Gable is on Raw and so is Jason Jordan, technically, are we going
to
have?
About to ask that.
We're going to have American Alpha. Who else has that? Robert Massa and then Chad.
I don't know, but Alpha? Just seeing that little glimpse we got like last year of Chad Gable fighting AJ Styles, of Chad Gable fighting.
Rusev.
He had three badass matches. Throw him against Seth Rollins? Fuck. Yeah.
Oh.
Him against Finn Balor?
Ooh. Shit. Yes. I'm okay with that. Yeah, so you're saying you want to keep him as singles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot all about Jason
Jordan. Keep Jason Jordan on the injury reserve. Yeah. I would not have him anywhere near my television. Yeah. It's good to see Kurt Angle without having the thought in the back of my mind that he has a legitimate kid on that roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they need to bury that. The sooner the better. So
Daniel says that Randy Orton is a charisma vacuum. He's got a hell of a package. Wait, what? He's got a hell of a package with a major cell carrier? What the hell is he talking about? A package with a cell carrier? Like a advertising? For when he wants to phone it in.
My biggest shock / disappointment, but a selfish disappointment, when I heard...
No, Dakota Kai!
Yeah, of course. But when I first heard Samoa Joe's intro. I was like, ooh, fuck yeah. Oh, I just bought tickets to Raw.
I'm underwhelmed.
I don't
mind. Me being one of them, I bought them 2 days. I bought them the night before the shakeup.
My sister-in-law bought me and my wife tickets. We're all going. So now I'm like, oh, that's why I was really carefully watching Raw. And I was mad.
I think SmackDown's going to be in Corpus the next day.
I might go to Corpus. Mm.
My reaction was similar because it was like, ooh, Samoa Joe. Oh, what the hell? I guess he's not going to be on Raw because like that ruins all my fucking plans.
Yeah.
Him challenging Roman after Roman wins Universal title and then like having a fucking
this expedition of gold.
No, that doesn't ruin my plans. That makes me happy because that means that we don't get to see him job to Roman. Maybe we do.
I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't job to Roman.
Come on. You've seen this movie before.
I don't know,
man. I had this conversation a few years ago when AJ first
debuted. Hold on, let me say this. I was kind of hoping that at least it'd be a feud and not necessarily just one done, wham, bam, now he's done. That's probably what's going to happen at Backlash now. At Backlash, one done, bam, now he's done.
But we have the potential of, by the end of this year, Samoa Joe could be the WWE champion.
Exactly. We had this conversation when AJ first debuted on the roster after WrestleMania. He was number one contender. And I said it. Being the AJ fan that I am, man, the internet's gonna love when AJ loses 3 months in a row to fucking Roman Reigns.
Did.
And you want that like with me, Samoa Joe this year?
No, and a thank person like God me who's just barely buying into AJ Styles in 2016, whenever he debuted, I lost interest in AJ Styles. He didn't get my attention back until SummerSlam when we fought John Cena.
How does Chris afford to go to all these shows? Does he kidnap hobos on his other organs on the black market?
Jesus Christ. You go to everything. You go to everywhere.
Dude, I have obstructed
90 weeks vacation.
I have obstructed view tickets that I spent $25 each on, and I'm on the fourth row right in front of the entrance ramp.
That's true. I went to Maine and I got bad.
Everybody sees my passport full of stamps. I am a fucking miser. I am on a budget. I go to the strip club with a roll of quarters. He's making it drizzle.
BBVA compass checks.
Somebody tells me that Gable is going to feud with Jordan and that they're going to build on the angle Childs originally altered the results.
No, the idea is that Chad Gable becomes the American Omega.
Then we get Kenny Omega eventually against. I can dream.
Thanks, guys, in the live chat for chiming in. Robert, good point.
He doesn't have good points.
I'm disappointed that Sanity didn't make it their debut on TV in a stare down with the Bludgeon Brothers.
No, I don't care. No,
keep that away.
I'm happy at that. I'm like, okay, you let them fucking do it on their own thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. It wasn't a shock. It was like a Oh, no Nikki Cross. But oh, fuck yeah.
That's the biggest thing I'm disappointed of. What happened to Nikki Cross? Where's Nikki?
The best thing that happened to Carmella was her staying in NXT. Nikki could be elevated.
Nikki will not come on the main roster. Mark my words. She will not come on the main roster until she has held the NXT Women's Champion. Because right now, there are no contenders that are worthy on NXT. Ember Moon's already up here. The Iconic Duo are already up here. So who's left on NXT?
Kyrie, Dakota Kai, Lacey Evans, Baszler,
and then
Nikki Cross,
Belair with the long hair. So you need a face that's getting face reactions, and the biggest crowd reaction. All respect to Kyrie. Dude, fucking Nikki Cross is getting
on my phone.
Reactions.
At Access, I watched Nikki Cross versus Dakota Kai, and that shit had everyone entertained.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Nikki got a huge face pop.
Was she full Sanity gear?
Full Sanity, yeah.
Okay.
She still has the same theme. Well, she has her own theme, Sanity theme.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a crazy white girl that everybody likes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so Sanity on SmackDown. Yay or nay?
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
The fact that they're a trifecta is awesome.
That's the second example of them doing the debut right. The first example of the debut done right was The Miz Bitch, yeah. I'm not going to show up when everyone else is showing up. I'm going to show up on my own.
Yeah.
I'm at home with my wife and my kids. Fuck all y'all.
Dude, so I lost it. I was like, no. You can't. No, you, even if you want to, you can't boom this. You can't boom this, dude.
You can't boom that.
Until he's in the ring with Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. It's like, oh, your kid is so precious, but boo, fuck you. But, oh, your kid. I'm going to kill your kid.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sweet. I loved it.
And then the third example of debuts done right is that they kept the two most physical women away from Ronda. You have Sonya Deville, MMA trainee, and you have Asuka that only one person in one night was ready for.
Yes.
Competition for Ronda later, later.
So wait, now, because again, that's another thing that, again, it went under the radar. That Sonya and Mandy went over to SmackDown.
Right.
I didn't even notice it. Apparently they had it on the graphic, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, they had it in like the rundown.
Yeah, I didn't see that. So what do you do with Ronda now? Because I thought that's what they were going to do with Ronda.
Ronda and Mandy are BFFs.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you
against the Riot Squad?
Oh yeah,
Squad.
Sasha Bailey doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and you still have.
And on SmackDown. Another hot take: before the year is over, Zelina Vega is going to be a single star.
Yeah.
Fuck ooh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not amazing.
She's going to still be with Almas.
Yeah.
But she's going to be wrestling women's matches, and Almas will be out there cheering her on just like she's cheering him on.
On the NXT watch house show, she's been wrestling Candice LeRae.
There's a lot of there's.
I don't know if she's any good though. I've never seen a TNA set where she's wrestling.
WWE is doing almost a nauseating job in the last year of pushing women's equality and Me Too and all this. Us in the ring guiding Zelina, like Zelina's been outside the ring guiding.
Like Rusev.
Like Lana and Rusev. Yeah. Except when Lana wrestles, Rusev's not out there giving advice. Except the mixed match when they were teaming. That's what glimpses of what I think I'm going to see out of Almas and Vega on SmackDown.
Daniel brings up a good point about Asuka. There was no shock or surprise there with him, you know, showing up on SmackDown. I mean, she challenged fucking Charlotte. So I agree with you. That's not
necessarily. There's a respect there that'll probably pay off at SummerSlam, maybe?
Well, I think his point is that it's not a surprise. And I agree with him. It's not a surprise. I don't think it's a wrong move, though.
Yeah, sometimes can't argue with easy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And have freaking. Dude, I would have Carmella. Drop the belt. I would have Carmella beat Charlotte in the rematch, and I would have Carmella drop the belt to Asuka, and then we have Asuka Charlotte at SummerSlam with Asuka having the belt and Asuka holding it, and then she loses it somewhere in Survivor Series to some random heel, and then Royal Rumble Charlotte gets it back, and then WrestleMania Charlotte versus Ronda winning the Royal Rumble next year, and that's guaranteed Ronda versus Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. That book it.
Yeah,
just like how we bitched and moaned about already having that main event of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, I will not bitch and moan of already having this main event set of them too.
Go. Okay, Michael says this. Here's the SmackDown main event scene: Shinsuke, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan, The Miz, Big Cass, Sienna Alamas. The Raw main event scene is Lesnar, Roman, Corbin, Strowman, Lashley, and Rude.
Lesnar.
Well, yeah, Lesnar.
I'm gonna start with this. I'm gonna break him down.
Cena's still a little busy this week.
Yeah, he's
been busy.
I'm gonna break him down real quick. For starters, there has not been one person that has been moved up from NXT that was put. So there's no way that Cien Almas is gonna start the main picture.
Almas is gonna be
Finn might be the exception. I think
versus Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. The main event scene right now is Joe, Shin as the heels, and then AJ, Daniel Bryan as the faces. And I would probably, just for shits and giggles, I'd still sprinkle in either Randy Orton or John Cena.
Yeah.
Mid-card scene. Jeff Hardy versus Rusev.
Yeah.
Yes. I love SmackDown so much.
Cien Almas against Shelton Benjamin.
Oh yes. Man.
There's a lot to go around, and that's a 2-hour show, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, aside from
what if CN
okay,
drafts the Lucha House Party and makes a whole squad out of it.
That'd be funny.
They all come out suit and ties,
yeah,
and masks.
I wonder if Cien can be that guy that Vince wanted Del Rio to be.
I don't know, because he can't speak English very well. At least Alberto could.
That's true. Yeah, Alberto.
But he has Yelena. Yeah,
he does. I mean, can I mean, we're all Latino here. Can
some of us more than others?
Some of us more than others. But can Almas be that guy that Vince wants to reach into the Hispanic and Latino market the way he wanted Del Rio to, but
no,
Del Rio never did.
No. Because so there's only one person, and one person only that can do that.
Wrong. You're trying.
Well, okay, I want to hear the name. Are you going to say Mysterio?
I'm going to say Mysterio.
No. Okay. So here's the problem.
I was going to say there's a void left by Mysterio.
And here's the problem that it's not going to happen with Cien because it didn't happen with Del Rio. You're trying to push heels. Mm-hmm. To try to grab the Mexican audience.
Yeah. Ding!
You had your chance with Kalisto. It failed. You had your chance with the original Sin Cara with Mystico.
That failed.
You just got to give Seth Rollins his real name by Colby Lopez. That's it. Bam.
What you need to do.
Hey, ese güey, Colby, mira. Lopez.
Lopez, brother.
Sí. Es mi primo.
might as well bite the bullet. If it's just me preaching out of my ass. SmackDown 3 hours and have the Lucha Brothers have 205 on there. And okay, and that's your chance of Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik, and Kalisto as a unit.
Dude, Lince Dorado could be the next Rey Mysterio. One, because Puerto Rican, so he's perfectly fluent in English. He's perfectly fluent in English.
Keep going. Ignore her.
Sorry. Go for it. As soon as you're done.
I think so. Also, I was saying it the other day. I forgot to mention this. I watched a match at Access. I just said his name, Puerto Rican, probably. What is his name?
Lince Dorado
versus Leo Rush. Holy fuck, that was a match.
Yeah.
Want to grab the Mexican populace right now? You have two options. You put Rey Mysterio's kid, Dominic, in NXT because he's training to wrestle.
Yeah. Okay.
He's big.
Or you bring back Saul Guerrero division.
Yeah.
Right now, those open the doors. That's when you can let everyone else come in, and it's by association that all of them are cool.
Eventually, like if Shaw gets good enough, have the legacy of the Flares and the Guerreros.
Ooh!
Here's the other thing that could work, and I'm expecting the royalty check from this in the mail eventually. You want to do something different with Cien Almas, and iron always strikes when it's hottest. In wrestling, it always strikes when it's life imitating art. I would have Cien Almas dressed to the nines, just like he does now on NXT, and just say, "Look, I don't just break grass. I don't just break glass ceilings. I break down walls." Jab it at everyone that doesn't want Mexicans. He'll be a solidified heel to everyone on the northern states, on the southern states, but everyone on the top will actually understand why he's doing what he's doing. If you get that'd something like that, just like Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter was getting people's attention for being political.
They weren't.
They were just tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. If you have Cien Almas that legit will tell you, man, fuck your walls. I'm going to break all that shit down and take all this gold.
Yeah.
And watch. That some stuff like that. Del Rio never did that shit. Del Rio was like anti-Mexicans. Yeah. Dude, you have Cien Almas pull shit like that?
All he has to do is like not even credit this, but just like quote Vicente Fox a couple of times. Man, fuck his wall. And that's all you got to say. All right. This is what made me giggle. Daniel Price said, Nakamura and Cien Almas can form a tag team. No ingles.
After Asuka coming out to save Charlie and Beckett, we got the announcements of Sanity Brothers.
R2 had to have been segment of the
that
week.
Was
that
brilliant.
Was fucking awesome.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Today is Tuesday. God damn it. Are you off your meds?
Yeah. Or he must think Impact is still on Wednesday.
You know, I hear they're hiring.
Oh, god damn. That was
so
good.
Does that mean R-Truth on SmackDown?
I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That or he's on NXT.
The only problem is what is on SmackDown, because when they showed the graphic on Twitter, they didn't show R-Truth. They showed at Wrong Killings. So are they actually going to have are they actually going to play into the fact that he's like former NWA heavyweight champion and he's been around for 15-20 years?
They did it on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's his Twitter handle. Ron Killings. It's always been his Twitter.
It's always been his handle? Yeah. Okay. I'm not on Twitter anymore.
Yeah. A lot of these people, some of not a lot, but some of these people stay using their own name.
I could just see him like, wait, I'm supposed to use my gimmick name for my Twitter handle?
I was waiting for a Kate Quick reference. Oh, shit. Get out of here.
More or less intriguing that Naomi had to save her husband from the bludgeoning.
Dude, that's so whack.
Really?
I liked it.
I was the most pussy fight. That loses all kind of credit for the Usos.
Okay.
For lack of a better word, just to fucking come help you? Fuck that. You fucking pussy ass bullshit. Man. Fuck that. I would not who can you insert for them?
Nobody. Nikki Cross?
I don't know.
No, I didn't like it. I don't like.
If it's a one-off
separation of church and state,
if it's a one-off angle, I'm kind of okay with it. Just like tonight, and then like maybe
the other questions is all that made the bad guys stop beating up the good guys. You already know when wives get mad. What the fuck? No. It was stupid. It was dumb. And those fucking rubber mallets flopping around everywhere. God damn. I'm officially over the mallets. Fucking rubber ass mallets. This fucking bum, bum, bum. You can see them flopping.
Or flopping. Are we still talking about the mallets or
anything? Yeah, we're talking about the mallets. I liked it because it's a little bit different, and I'm glad that it's involving Naomi, and you see
I thought she fucked up and went to the wrong twin, honestly. I was like, oh, that's not her husband.
That was a funny thing that I thought was going to happen. She's like, no, not this one. I need this one's dick. Get the other one. I was kind of hoping she'd do that, but no.
Match of the week candidate, AJ Debray against.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I always have to disqualify matches that get disqualified.
I know
it ruins them for me. So everything before that was awesome. And even after that was like, why does it keep pushing me in the dick?
Like that low blow again. I don't know, man. I just popped for that low blow for some reason.
Poor AJ, dude.
He needs to start wearing a cup.
You see his fucking shit dangling out too. Him and Finn Balor, it's like you're fucking winking at me. Hey. I'm married, man. I got kids.
Doing that. Get over here.
Yeah. Fucking scorpion and shit. You got Mustafa Ali and Sub-Zero.
SmackDown overall.
Oh, 10.
They came out on top.
Their whole – I can't – I love SmackDown right now, dude. Mm-hmm. But I'm just hoping that this makes me like Raw even more. That means we'll get some more stars or we'll get – some shine where there wasn't enough time to make them. Because SmackDown is 2 hours. So you have more time to develop them on Raw.
When it comes to SmackDown, you could definitely see, this matchup will be good. That matchup will be good. Mm. On Raw, you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You don't know what the
sometimes,
hell.
Sometimes it's a good thing because you have opportunities to like Finn, create something Seth, on that.
All these people are still on there. All the big names are still on there. By the way, it's more obvious as fuck that the Woken tag team is going to win because Cesaro and Sheamus are on SmackDown now. They can't win the Raw belt and go to SmackDown. That's a right there.
All right, guys in the live chat.
What up,
thumbs up, thumbs – or not thumbs up, thumbs out. Who won, Raw or SmackDown? I think this is going to be easy to say, but there might be some dissenters.
This is where I believe WWE is making a huge mistake in doing co-branded pay-per-views. Because there's going to be a lot of that talent on SmackDown that's not going to get on pay-per-view every month.
Oh,
and you're not going to have pay-per-view time.
Make all the pay-per-views 4 hours?
That's exactly what somebody said in the live chat earlier. Who it was, but it's like, is Backlash going to be 4 hours?
That's too much fucking wrestling, dude. 4 hour Backlash, 5 hour SummerSlam, 8 hour pay-per-view in other countries.
Oh my God, imagine Night of Champions. That's an 8 hour show.
Rumor has it they want to do WWE wants to make WrestleMania a 2 night event.
That's what I heard. Well, it already is like a goddamn
event. 4 night event at least.
Yeah.
No, 5, yeah.
Let's see, Friday.
Hall of Fame.
Saturday, NXT, Sunday,
Mania, 17-hour Mania.
And now SmackDown's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's already a 5-night event. Man.
And then we got 205.
Robert says SmackDown for sure. All right. Yeah, I did not watch 205.
I watched half of it, and I watched half of the main event, and I was already underwhelmed at what I thought was going to be a badass match. So what's going on?
Yeah, inform us, Chris. What's happening here?
Mustafa Ali defeated Arya Daivari.
Good match. Good match.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy.
Earned a number one content, earned a title match,
but
for the greatest Royal Rumble. However, that morning,
oh, fat ass Buddy Murphy.
That morning, Buddy Murphy clocked in at 207, so he lost his number one contendership, yes. And he has to wait until a further date, yes, to be reweighed. You know, I bitched about this. I bitched about this the entire fucking Cruiserweight Classic that they were pushing these time limits. And none of them ever made it to, like, a draw. None of them ever made it to the end.
Now we
finally the fact that they're actually sticking to one of these fucking rules. He didn't make the weight. Go fuck yourself.
Because he did make weight to be on it.
The condition was he had to keep getting
time. If you watch 205 Live, it was a very awkward moment when they showed that scene of him not making weight, of him being clearly, you know, whatever.
Give me an hour. Up. I'll cut weight.
They pan back into the ring. You see Grand Metallic's fat ass fucking...
He pulled an Arnold. So yeah. Metallic was wearing black for a reason.
It still wasn't working.
Long has for days.
God means fat.
Gentleman Jack and Brian Kendrick beat a couple of jobbers. The main event might be my pick.
I didn't get to finish it, so I was at high intensity.
The only part that I hated was that these kind of matches always end the same way, and I hate it.
Okay. What was the match?
It was tornado tag match, mm-hmm, between Lucha House Party, mm-hmm, which was Gran Metalik and Lince Dorado, against Akira Tozawa and Hideo Itami.
Okay, yeah.
And the match was bonkers, dude. It the first felt 5 minutes like,
were fucking like, oh, fuck, oh no,
it kept going, dude. Yeah. It felt like traditional WCW where it didn't stop.
Yeah.
Until the classic, I'm going to hit my heel partner by accident and lay him out so that the faces can pull out I hated that, man. That's whack.
It gives an out.
So I don't know if they're going to actually do something between Tozawa next week. Since Buddy Murphy couldn't make weight, next week we're having a gauntlet match. The winner of the gauntlet match goes on to face Cedric Alexander. And from what it sounds like, they might be pulling the page. One gauntlet match is going to take up the entire shebang.
Ooh. An hour. So
well, 40, 45 minutes.
All night long.
Yeah. I'm down for that, man.
Dude, yeah.
Any predictions or surprises on who you got winning? Is it too easy to do
Mustafa Ali.
Mustafa again?
Yeah.
Give it back to Mustafa?
Easy for Buddy Murphy.
But the storyline is easy for both. Yeah, for both guys.
Match. That would fucking
be like Gentleman Jack. What should be Grand Metalik?
I like Gentleman Jack's new song. Why not
Itami?
I like it.
Why not Itami?
Yeah. This is supposed to be like a throwaway pay-per-view that we're just having just so that the Saudis can have a huge event to brag about. They're footing the bill for the whole fucker. Like, if it's just a matinee.
Would you beat Daivari because it's Saudi Arabia?
Not even Arya Daivari.
The original Sean.
Sean Daivari. All right. This was funny in here. Robert said, in response to making WrestleMania 5 parts on Netflix. And then Dago said in dramatic announcer voice, if you thought 7 hours of overruling. Yeah, I know. I fucked it up.
Yeah,
if you thought 7 hours.
And you're going to try to do it
again. I'm going to try it again. Awesome. It was overwhelming. Get ready, because in 2019, WrestleMania, the miniseries on Hulu and Netflix.
Ultima Lucha. The last fight.
It's Roman Reigns taking 17 F5s.
Get the fuck out of here. F5 City.
It's still winning.
So, apparently next Friday at noon, we have a pay-per-view.
Yes.
The greatest Royal Rumble. Apparently somebody heard you. Two Rumble matches was not enough for 2018.
Not this
Friday.
We
need another one.
Next Friday.
Okay. So next Friday, I'm taking a long lunch.
Don't schedule nothing on the schedule, Jesse. Yeah. We ain't delivering shit that day. Yeah.
So right off the top, they had an interesting promo or interesting artwork to promote that Chris Jericho had taken Rusev's spot.
Yeah.
In this casket match. Rusev
talked to TMZ talking shit about the Undertaker.
Beautiful artwork.
And now, yesterday night, this morning, by the way, Rusev's back on thanks to permission from Lana.
Yes.
So now we have a casket match.
Lana was the one that was stopping all the
time. Lana can't get herself a match, but she can fucking.
Okay.
Taker versus Rusev casket match. Will that be more or less entertaining than the steel cage match between Brock and Roman?
More entertaining. This one, for aesthetics alone, it's going to be entertaining as fuck. Mm-hmm. And two, I just the match is probably gonna be better.
I want Rusev's casket to have the flag painted on it.
Extra wide, extra deep, Machka.
What was that?
A little off topic, but I went to Starbucks this morning. I didn't get arrested. I went to Starbucks this morning. Fucking, they have like this M A T H A shit, but I saw Machka. It was a Machka fucking Frappuccino.
Machka tea Frappuccino?
Yeah. It was a Machka tea Frappuccino. Like, I want it. Machka. I just got iced coffee.
It was good.
80% Putrian. Fatal four-way for the IC title. Joe, Finn, Seth, Miz. U.S. title. Jinder Mahal gets his rematch at Jeff Hardy. We have the Usos. Cesaro against the woken crazy fucking white people.
The deleters of worlds.
The deleters of worlds. I love that.
That versus Bray. We still have to find out who Cedric's opponent is going to be for the Cruiserweight title.
No women's because they can't wrestle.
Yeah, they can't wrestle. They won't even show up. They're not even going to be on the event.
Oh, wow.
And of course, the 50-man Rumble.
Okay.
So far. So seven titles in the 50-man Rumble.
And
plus John Cena and Triple H.
Yeah.
But yeah,
with an annulment on a pole.
You see that 75-page contract she had to sign?
Which is interesting. Yeah. Man, that boy had it on lock. Florida law dictates that if you reside anywhere for 72 hours or more, you're considered, it's considered residence, which means if you need to kick them out, you have to file an eviction and go through a process. Man, don't act like John Cena didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. And I would hate to say it because of the Me Too movement, but God damn it, Nikki, if you had to sign a fucking contract just to live there, you knew damn well you shouldn't have asked him to put a ring on it. He ain't going to give you no kids. No. She's going to get knocked up within the next 2 years by Ziggler anyway.
No,
who the fuck cares?
That was Ziggler's catch.
Oh, yeah, both holes. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nikki's done dating wrestlers, though. She might find some other dude.
That's true.
It's not a wrestler.
Yeah, we'll see next year.
Man, I think that's everything.
Matcha. I think that's how you pronounce it. Matcha is Japanese green tea, you dork.
It's Machka, and then Baby Crush.
Yes, that was Randy.
Yeah,
thank
just
you,
like
Randy.
I think of Metallica every time I see Grand Metallic wrestling.
Yes,
so apparently.
Grand Metallica.
The room, because we're in the house now.
Ooh.
So we have rooms.
No apartamentos, no two.
Right.
Unless a rat.
Right. Yeah. So that was the week. Did you have any ROH stuff going on?
Nope.
No.
Conference in May now. We have a big press conference.
I am ready. I'm all in. I'm going.
Yeah. Of course, because Chris goes to everything.
Hey. Dude, $60 round trip flight through Spirit, $30 a night for a freaking hostel.
Hey, Spirit's
hey,
looking
man.
Way better than Southwest.
Hey, man. Oh, and I'm not getting sucked out of any fucking windows. Mm-mm. I told y'all more than once. I'm getting sucked out of my pants, maybe.
Ah.
So I'm going to tell y'all again. More than welcome to join in. Dude, come on, man. Y'all fucking work advantage. Y'all should know this better than anyone. Payment plan, my brothers.
Oh, no. I want a payment plan for WrestleMania. Trust me. I'm going to be paying. He has got it on their America's Rest.
Yeah.
My next kid's going to be paying for the WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Daddy, why do I owe you money? So that your little sister could have a mania moment. Or your older sister.
Your parents.
Yeah. Chris goes all in. A hobo loses his kidney. Are you Dexter? Is that what it is? Are you Dexter? Just like killing people, selling their kidneys on the black market? Is that what it is?
No, man, apparently fucking Compass Bank gives you fucking 52 weeks of vacation a year.
Yeah. Well, no, he just doesn't work on the weekends.
That started 5.83%.
That's true. You know, he's a banker, so he doesn't work on the weekends. So he has the weekends off to actually go do shit. That's true. Man. See, we'd have to take a fucking vacation day. That's why we can't do it.
Yeah, labor.
Yeah.
God, that Mexican. Go work at the
plants. Son of a bitch. All right, I guess that's it.
Next week is our prediction show for this great Royal Rumble dealie.
Did you go see Brennan?
No.
Aw.
Did you go see Brennan?
No.
Abel didn't go see a goddamn thing this weekend except his fucking toilet.
Yeah, I was sick.
Bitch.
You didn't even go to DCW? Uh-uh. That's what you get for having your priorities mixed up.
Yep. Yeah, I was sick, man. Ooh,
that's not my business.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yay. For the record, Brennan, don't drink somebody else's.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You're going to have a bad time.
I can just imagine Abel looking at that muscle and going, all I need is that one. And I'll wake up tomorrow looking like fucking Ziggler. Yeah.
Oh, you should have heard him and smelt him that fucking Friday. It was bad.
Robert says, Chris going to be the one sucking.
Oh, man.
I haven't had any complaints so far.
Oh, on that note, adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Rockets.
That Maggie Simpson joint. Get out this motherfucker before I flood to death. I am torn in two. Hold on, hold on, we're barely alive. I am fading through. Hold on, hold on, the falling arise. I will fight this war.